Yeah, we move guys around all the time. So it's in this league, you know, especially on game day, you typically go into a game with seven linemen. You've got to be ready for some multiple position changes. So we've got a couple guys on the shelf right now, and you know, it's something we wanted to take a look at.
What have you seen out of Bostic?
Nothing. You know, he hasn't been on practice.
Right.
Yeah.
John, do you think that one day Kyle Long could be a tackle? He's been such a good guard his last couple
of years. You know, I don't get into what ifs. You know, he's obviously a very, very capable athlete. He's got great strength, great athleticism. You know, so I think he's capable of playing anywhere, really, across the line. So, you know, right now he's a starting guard, and, you know, we're out here trying to get better as a football team, learning a new system. You know, we had a shortage of tackles right now. We've got a couple guys in the training room. So, you know, we took a look at him there today. So, you know, he can play just about anywhere across the O-line.
Did you move from OTAs to minicamp next week? As a coach, what are some of the different things you try to accomplish?
Well, I think, you know, they're really just opportunities to practice. So, you know, the in phase three, pretty much the same kind of thing. You got in a minicamp, you actually have two practices, they say, but they're really only one practice. The other's a walkthrough. But other than that, it's pretty much the same schedule.
How unique is it that Kyle's been able to do what he's been able to do in this league after only playing, I think, starting five games at the Division I level?
Well, you know, in the evaluation process, you always look at that. It can be a plus or a minus. You know, I think growth potential in his case, you know, the athleticism, sometimes the fact that he doesn't have a lot of experience there just shows you he has that much more to grow. And, you know, I think that's proved true with him early in his career. And, you know, I think I see that going that way going forward because he wants to be good, you know, his effort and the way he attacks his profession. You know, he's been able to do that.
How do you feel about the options at right guard if he's at right tackle?
You know, again, we haven't even been in pads yet, so it's hard to go real deep in evaluations on linemen until you do that. But, you know, I like the way they're going about their business. I think we've got enough options there, really, in every position. Just right now we've got a couple guys missing, so you know, try to make do and get through practice without wearing out any, you know, particular group.
Not to be a broken record, do you know if Martellus will be here for minicamp?
Don't know that. You know, again, you know, there's different implications on, you know, a mandatory minicamp, but we'll wait and see.
You coached Tracy Porter before. What does he bring to the table, would you say?
Well, I think he's smart. He knows how to cover. He's got excellent ball skills. You know, he's been with a couple teams since, you know, I last had him, so... but I've liked what I've seen so far. We haven't been able to put him in a bunch because he's still learning the system. But he'll pick it up fast, and, you know, we're hoping he helps us.
Did he play nickel for you, John, in Denver? Was he
your nickel? You know, he's smart enough to do that. Okay. You know, he can play, you know, all three spots on the sub-defenses. So, you know, we'll wait and see how it shakes out.
A couple more games. I was curious if there was anything that you've learned about Alshon that you didn't know from afar, or is there a subtlety to anything he does or
Well, I think he's very gifted, no doubt. He's got a great catch radius. He's got a good knack for the game. I think the thing that probably I didn't know before getting here is, you know, how hard he works at it, and he's done everything we've asked. So, you know, I think he's had a tremendous off season thus far.
You obviously had really good big receiver weapons in Denver. Does he compare to those or not?
Yeah, I'm not big on comparisons other than, you know, he is talented. He's proved, you know, that he's worthy of making plays in this league. And what I've seen so far this offseason is that.
John, Kevin White's running, for example, with the twos right now. Have you ever had a rookie come in and the day one, first day of practice, he's the starter?
I can't recall at the receiver position right off the top of my head, but there's been other positions where, you know, when we drafted Julius Peppers early in my head coaching career, he was a starter from day one.